This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. At the Paris Olympics, Indian hockey team bagged fourth bronze medal for the country. The team defeated Spain 2-1 in the bronze medal match. The team also gave its goalkeeper Sri Jesh the perfect farewell by securing this Olympic medal. In athletics, Jyoti Yarraji finished fourth in the repechage round heat 1 of women's 100-meter hurdles. She completed the race in 13.17 seconds but failed to qualify for the semi-finals. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Indian hockey team for winning the bronze medal. In a social media post, the president said, "The team has made India proud and deserves the highest praise for the resurgence of Indian hockey." She said the consistency, skills, cohesion and fighting spirit will be an inspiration for the youth of the country. Prime Minister Modi said success of the Indian hockey team is a triumph of skill, perseverance and team spirit. Mr. Modi said, "This medal is even more special because it is the second consecutive medal of the Indian hockey team at the Olympics." He said that all Indians have an emotional connect with hockey, and this medal will make the sport more popular among the youth of our country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy today. In a social media post, the minister informed that he received a call from UK Foreign Secretary and discussed the situation in Bangladesh and West Asia. Nobel laureate Mohammad Yunus was sworn in as the head of Bangladesh's interim government. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to him at Banga Bhavan in Dhaka this evening. Diplomats from various countries were present on the occasion. Born on 28 June 1940, Mr. Mohammad Yunus is a Bangladeshi entrepreneur, banker and economist. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006 for founding the Grameen Bank and pioneering the concepts of microcredit and microfinance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to Professor Mohammad Yunus for assumption of his new responsibilities in Bangladesh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister hoped for an early return to normalcy, ensuring the safety and protection of Hindus and all other minority communities in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said, "India remains committed to working with Bangladesh to fulfill the shared aspirations of the people of both the countries for peace, security and development." The Japanese Meteorological Agency has issued a mega quake advisory as part of the Nankai Trough Earthquake Extra Information Protocol after 7.1 magnitude quake rocked Japan today. It has also lifted all tsunami advisories. The Japan MET agency said the possibility of a mega earthquake is higher than usual. Earlier, Miyazaki Port in the southern Miyazaki Prefecture was hit by 50 centimeters tsunami waves after the quake. Local media reported that no abnormalities were found in nuclear plants near the quake-hit area. It said after the quake, the Kyushu Shinkansen bullet train service was halted. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said that India is the second largest manufacturer of footwear in the world. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 8th India International Footwear Fair 2024 in New Delhi, he said it is time for country to become number one in this sector. Mr. Goyal said that the nation's footwear sector has potential to grow sustainably and with modern manufacturing skills it can be a world leader. He expressed hopes that the country's footwear sector will touch the $50 billion export mark by 2030. The union minister emphasized that the government is committed to the growth of the footwear sector and all kinds of ideas, suggestions and advice are welcome. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will be celebrated across the country from 9th to 15th August to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat urged people to hoist Tiranga at their homes and take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. And with that, we end this news bulletin.